Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2014. My name is Eric, and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello, everyone. I'm struggling with how do I do a show today? How do I do a show today without bumming you all out? Without bumming myself out, because let's face it, the past 24 hours, since I last spoke to you, there has been a lot to deal with. The internet, collectively, we're all, of course, dealing with the loss of Robin Williams, and at the same time, we're all watching in shock and horror at Ferguson. It's just been a lot to deal with, and I'm trying to do a show, and all I can think about are these things. I mean, there's other stuff for me to think about, but when I think about parenting, when I sit down to talk to you all I seem to be able to say is just, are things related to this? And I don't want to just bum you out. So, I don't know how to do this today. Some days I think it's important, even though it's not necessarily parenting related. I think it's just important for me to sometimes just get it out. It's the only way for me to deal with it. When things like this happen, it's not uncommon for us all to feel, after the immediate shock, is to feel a great deal of gratitude for the people close to us. And I've certainly felt a great deal of that I've just been looking at my kids and feeling so grateful that I have my wife and my kids, and it's extended well beyond that. I've been feeling a great deal of gratitude for all of you, really. If you're listening to this, you kind people who've given me 5 or 6 minutes of your time every time I spit one of these weird things out. I've been feeling a great deal of gratitude for each and every one of the people on Twitter who are kind enough to indulge me and respond to me and see my dumb, silly tweets. I've been feeling a great deal of gratitude to really just anyone, everyone with whom I get the opportunity to interact with on a day-to-day basis. And that includes many of you. And I keep thinking about I keep wondering, have I done enough to make sure that they know that they are important to me? And I think that's the main theme, if you want to call it a theme, that I am trying to get across today. The only thing that I'm able to really spit out into a microphone today is that I hope you know that you're important to me. And sure, that may not mean a lot to many of you, and that's fine. But I can't stand the idea that regardless, even if a person doesn't care whether or not they know that some dumb guy named Eric thinks about them and appreciates their interaction and knows that they exist and cares that they exist, I still want to say that if you've given me your time, if you're friends with me online, I appreciate it. And it's important to me that we have that. And I'm glad that you're around. And I'm saying this here because I can't, you know, I get my family. My family is here. I get to say that to them. I get to hold them a little closer. I get to do that. But for all of you, you just get the weird little interactions online. And it could easily not be known or be lost in all the craziness online that you're important to me. I appreciate you being around and putting up with me. What a weird episode this is. I don't know what else to say. It's been a rough day, but we're gonna make it better. Let's make it a kick-ass day. Let's all let's all show a lot of compassion for each other today, and every day after, really. Let's be a little nicer, a little more understanding, and let's go be cool, and let's not be jerks. Let's go have fun, let's go play some video games, and eat some crap food, and watch movies. Let's do all that. Sound good? Good! Alright, I'm gonna go drink some more coffee, because coffee is wonderful. I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.